إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام وكفى بها نعمة. الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان وكفى بها نعمة. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us to Islam. Many of us are coming to the end of the academic year, coming to the end of our exam, coming to the end of all of that tedious and hard work, and all of those supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for success in our exam. In this context, brothers and sisters, it's imperative for us to remember our final exam, our final imtihan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's important to remain consistent in our deen throughout the year. If you think, brothers, about the end of things, when things come to an end, how one should behave. Think about the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that famous tafsir of that surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ, indicating or prophesizing the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَصْرُ اللَّهَ فَأَنْتَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah says, be not like those who forgot Allah, and so they in turn forgot their own self. And Sahal ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says about this ayah, Nasullah inda dhunub, that people, they forgot Allah when they made sins against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ عِنْدَ التَّوْبَةِ, and they forgot their own selves because they forgot to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Qurtubi says about this ayah, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فِي الرَّقَاءِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ فِي الشِّدَّةِ, that they forgot Allah in the time of ease. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ, and so they in turn forgot their own selves in the time of hardship. And it's like the poet, he says, نَحْنُ نَدْعُ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ كَرْبٍ ثُمَّ نَسَاهُ عِنْدَ كَشْفِ الْكُرُوبِ كَيْفَ نَرْجُ اسْتَجَابَةُ لِدُوَاعٍ لَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا طَرِيقَهَا بِذُنُوبٍ. He said that we remember Allah in the time of every hardship, and then we forget Allah when the hardship is removed. And how can we expect Allah to answer our prayers when we have blocked them with sin? And it's like the man described in the Quran who's on this ship. And as he's on this ship, there are waves, and there are tides, and there is a storm. And so he beseeches Allah, he calls upon Allah, and Allah rescues this man and takes this man to the shore. And as this man comes on the shore, he forgets Allah. And he forgets the fact that Allah rescued him. So this person is inconsistent with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remembers Allah only in the time when he wants to remember Allah. Only when he has a hardship or tribulation. Only when we have exams, we remember Allah. But as soon as we get our fatma and things are good for us, we tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's remain consistent with ourselves and consistent in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, احفظ الله يحفظ احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. You know, keep Allah, know Allah, and Allah will know you, and Allah will keep you, and keep Allah and know Allah, and you will find Allah before you to help you. And if you ask, then ask only from Allah. And if you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an advice for ourselves to be consistent with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing that came to my mind when I thought about doing the khutbah and we're coming towards the end of our year is the issue of brotherhood, brothers and sisters in Islam. How throughout the year we're together. And so maybe Shaitan is away from us because he's away from the group, but he's with the individual. And maybe we will all go home to our homes because exams are over. And so we will lose contact with one another. But we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah says that Allah joined and united the hearts of the believers, and if the believers were to spend everything on earth, they would never have united their hearts. So we all came from different strands of society, from different backgrounds, from different countries, maybe speaking different languages, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites the hearts of the believers with that great and profound kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And thereafter we have rights upon one another. And the hadith mentions, لا تحسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تجابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا لعباد الله إخوانا. Don't envy one another, and don't deceive one another, and don't hate one another, and don't estrange one another, and don't compete unfairly in trade with one another, but be, O slaves of Allah, إخوانا brothers. Al-Muslim, Akhul Muslim, a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. لا يظلمه. He has no zulm against him. He does not transgress against him. Does not commit injustice against him. ولا يخذله. ولا يكذبه. ولا يحقره. Doesn't lie to him. Doesn't hold him in contempt. بحسب امرئ من الشرع أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. It's evil enough for a man to hold his brother in contempt. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Every Muslim to another one is a sanctity, is sacred with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His blood is sacred, his wealth is sacred, and his honor is sacred. And in light of this, we should not forget the tribulations afflicting the Muslims around the world, where blood is being shed, where honor is being violated, where wealth is being usurped. And these are the ones who should be foremost in our minds and our remembrance. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate them. Allah Azza wa Jalla, brothers in the Quran, gives us two commands. I think in the beginning of Surah Al-Fal. And Allah says, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَصْلِحُ ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ, and make ikhlas amongst yourselves. Make rectification and reform amongst yourselves. Interestingly, Imam Qurtubi says about this ayah, كُونُ مُجْتَمَعِينَ عَلَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فِي الدُّعَاءَ اللَّهُمْ أَصْلِحْ ذَاتَ الْبَيْنِ. أَيُّ الْحَالَ الَّذِي يَقَى بِهَا الْإِجْتِمَاعَ. He says, whatever the Muslims ought to gather, they ought to supplicate to Allah, اللَّهُمْ أَصْلِحْ ذَاتَ الْبَيْنِ. Oh Allah, bring together the hearts of the Muslimin. And this is something Wallahi the Ummah is crying for, to bring together the hearts of the Muslimin. And this is something that every one of us here has a part to play, to bring together the hearts of the Muslimin upon the truth. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Indeed, your wali, your associate, your friend, your protector is none other than Allah and His Messenger and the believers, those established salah, they pay the zakat and they're bowing down to none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In connection to that hadith about zulm, about not transgressing against one another, there is a famous hadith. And this hadith, one of the narrators, he said that when he would relate this hadith, he would kneel because of the magnitude of this hadith. And Imam Ahmad said about this hadith that the people of Syria, because they related to this hadith, they have not related a more noble hadith than this hadith. And this hadith, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل حديث قدسي, in which Allah عز وجل says, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. Allah says, I have forbidden oppression and injustice on myself, and I have forbidden the same for you, so don't transgress and oppress one another. كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهديكم. All of you are in dalala, all of you are astray, except the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to guide. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي, so ask me for guidance and I will guide you. كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُهُ فَاسْتُطْعِمُونِ أَطْعِمُكُمْ. All of you are hungry, except for the one I feed, so ask me for food and I will feed you. كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُهُ فَاسْتَكْسُونِي أَكْسِكُمْ. All of you are naked, except the one I choose to clothe. So ask me for clothing and I will clothe you. Ya ibadi, O my servant, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. You make sins with Allah by day and by night. This is the nature of the human being. He makes sins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu ibn Adam khatta'un wa khairu khatta'in at-tawwabun. In another hadith, all of the sons of Adam, they make sins with Allah, they make mistakes. But the best of those who make mistakes are those who turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean tawbah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, turn back to Allah with a clean and pure repentance and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of you, we all make mistakes. But the best of us are those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, I make istighfar and tawbah to Allah 70 times or 100 times a day. And the tongue is, you know, zakir, it's always making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as we slip, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a deen that is so perfect and so pure, we have no need, alhamdulillah, to make up beliefs and conceptions of a need to have a savior or a redeemer, because we're so filthy and impure. Though we may be, Allah in His infinite mercy asks us to call on Him, and He will in turn forgive us. In fact, the hadith Qudsi, what does it say? O son of Adam, as long as you call on me and ask for me, I will forgive you, wala ubali, and I don't mind. Ya ibn Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عن السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. O son of Adam, if your sins cover the sky and you ask for me, I will forgive you. So don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. This is Iblis, that's his characteristic. He lost hope in the mercy of Allah. And this is why he is where he is today, because he lost hope. But the Muslim, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Say, O my slaves who have wronged their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah, because Allah forgives everything. And this hadith, Qudsi, continues and it says, يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تُبْلُغُوا فَضْلِي فَتُطُرُّونِي وَلَنْ تُبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. O my slaves, you will never so much as harm me. You can never harm me. And you can never bring of any benefit to me. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. Oh my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, كانوا في أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. If you were in the heart of the most pious of you, of the most pious one of you, that will not increase my kingdom in anything. Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. If the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, كانوا في أسجل قلب رجل واحد منكم, you were in the worst and the most wicked heart of any one of you, that will not decrease my kingdom in anything. Ya ibadi, O my servants, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, قاموا في سعيد واحدا فاسألوني, if you were in one place and you, all of you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you asked me, Allah said, فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته, and I gave to every human being whatever he asked for. ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل الزحر. That will not decrease anything in what I have as much as a needle if it was placed in the ocean. يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها ثم وفيكم إياها. And Allah is telling us, O son of Adam, it's your actions I'm concerned about. It's your actions for which you will be taken into account, and I will recompense for them. فَمَنْ وَلِدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ, and whoever finds good, he should praise Allah. وَمَنْ وَجِدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُمُنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, and whoever finds opposite to that, then he has no one to blame except himself. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are weak and we are powerless. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. Allah says, oh human being, oh civilization, oh humanity, oh people, all of you are poor before Allah. However much money you may have or material wealth you may have, all of you are poor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is ghani and hamid, and Allah is rich, and Allah is free of all need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us humility, so that we walk on the earth with humility in recognition for who we are, slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of those who help ourselves and who help one another, and who give the rights of brotherhood to one another. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to alleviate the afflictions of the Muslimin wherever they are, and to give them support and to give them comfort. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى محمد وبارك وسلم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم. حدثني عبد الرحمن بن جبير بن نفير عن أبيه قال جلسنا إلى المقداد بن الأسود يوما صلى رجلا فقال from Abdullah ibn عبد الرحمن بن جبير from his father, who said that we were one day sitting with Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu on one day, and a man he passed by, فقال, and he said, طوبى لهاتين العينين اللتين أرأت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. How blessed are those two eyes that they looked upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله لوددنا أن رأينا ما رأيت وشهدنا ما شهد. By Allah, we would have loved to have seen what you saw and to witness what you had witnessed. And the narrator, he says that this was strange for us because Miqdad became angry or irritated. And this amazed us because Miqdad would never become irritated. And so Miqdad, he says, مَا يَحْمِلُ أَرَجُلُ ألا يتمنى محضر غيبه الله عنه. What is it with a man that he asks for something that Allah has protected from him? What is it with a man who asks for something that Allah kept him from? لا يدري لو شهده ما يكون فيه. And that man does not know that if he was in that situation, how he would have dealt in that situation. Wallahi, by Allah, لَقَدْ حَضَرَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَقْوَامٌ كَبَّهُمُ اللَّهُ مَنَاكِرِهِمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ. By Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had people who saw him with their own eyes, but they were dragged into the fire of hell. People who saw him with their own eyes, saw him working miracles in front of their own eyes, witnessed what he witnessed, and they were dragged on their faces, on their noses in the fire of hell. لَمْ يُجِيبُوا وَلَمْ يُصَدِّقُوا. They neither believed nor they accepted. أَوَلَا تَحْمِدُونَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِذَا أَخْرَجَكُمْ فَلَا تَعْرِفُونَ إِلَّا رَبَّكُمْ. Would you not praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He brought you out in a time where you only know your Lord? وَتُصَدِّقُونَ بِمَا جَاء بِهِ نَبِيُّكُمْ. And you accept and believe in what your Prophet was sent with. لَقَدْ كَفَيْتُمَ الْبَلَاءَ لِغَيْرِكُمْ. And we have spared you the tribulation. We have spared you the hardship. وَاللَّهِ by Allah, لَقَدْ بُعِثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى أَشَدِّ حَالْ بُعِثَ عَلَيْهَا النَّبِيُّ قَفْ. By Allah, the Prophet was sent in the worst time any of the Prophets of Allah was sent in. The worst time any of the Prophets of Allah was sent in. فِي فَطْرَةٍ وَجَاهِلِيَّةٍ. In a time of extreme ignorance. لَمْ يَرَوْنَا أَنَّ دِينَ الْأَفْضَلِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ. Where people did not think, except that the best religion was to worship idols. فَجَاءَ بِفُرْقَانِ. Until he came with what? Furqan. Came with a criterion. Came with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفَرَّقَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. And with that book of Allah, he separated the truth from falsehood. Separated iman from kufr. Separated at-tawheed from shirk. وَفَرَّقَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْوَالِدِ وَوَالِدِهِ. And even separated a man from his father, and a father from his son, and so on and so forth. Brothers, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to Islam. And sometimes you hear that expression, if only I was living in that time, if only I could see what they saw. But think about the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who placed these pure people in that time to deal with the tribulations that were to come upon them. And so they acted as a container and as a guardian for future generations to come after them. So that we today have the luxury to open up the book of Allah. Have the luxury to open up the hadith. And type anything on the internet and we get answers because we have knowledge accessible to us. And we didn't have to struggle so much for it. People would travel from Medina to Egypt, 1 month's journey, to verify one hadith. Not to collect the hadith, to verify one hadith, just to check if that hadith is accurate or not. We have the privilege for scholars before us who have verified the hadith for us. Brothers, we have no excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَلَا تَحْمِدُونَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. إِذَا أَخْرَجَكُمْ فَلَا تَعْرِفُونَ إِلَّا رَبَّكُمْ. That Allah took you out and you only know your Lord. Saying that, brothers and sisters in Islam, there are concerted efforts by people around us to try and secularize the Muslims and modernize and moderate the Muslims. And we have to remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we have all of us obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remain true to Allah in every time, regardless of the hardships that we may have to endure. Because we will have children, and they will have children, and maybe they will say, لَكَدْ كَفَيْتُمْ الْبَلَاءَ لِغَيْرِكُمْ. That we spared you the tribulation in these testing and troublesome times. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters in Islam, for strength. Because this age is an age that demands strength. We ask Allah for istiqamah and straightness, because this is an age that demands straightness. And not to be like those Allah describes in the Quran, and about which Ibn Abbas said, radiallahu anhu, لَمْ يَرُوهُ رَوَزَانَ السَّعْدَبْ, that they are people who don't zigzag like foxes. We ask Allah not to make us like foxes, but we ask Allah to make us wasud al-deen, wasud al-tawheed, wasud ila ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. اللهم ثبت عند الموت بلا إله إلا الله. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وآتنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. اللهم اهدنا إلى الحق واجعلنا من أهله وصل به يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افرغ علينا الصبر وارزقنا مسلمين. لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم انصرنا على عدونا ودمر اعداء الدين. اللهم دمر الطواغيت الارض والاجم. اللهم دمرهم كما دمرهم ثمود رب العالمين. لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم كن معنا ولا تكن علينا. اللهم افرج هم المهمومين ولا تكن المكروبين. واغفر الدين على المدينين واشهد الله ومن المسلمين يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من الصادقين واجعلنا من المخلصين ولا تجعلنا من الكاذبين ولا تجعلنا من المنافقين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين. اقيموا الصلاه.